is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President's son, Donald Trump Jr., has described his contacts with a Russian lawyer to be related to adoptions. But President Vladimir Putin of Russia sees that as an innocent way to broach the topic of sanctions. Before arranging a meeting with a Kremlin-connected Russian lawyer he believed would offer him compromising information about Hillary Clinton, Trump Jr. was informed in an email that the material was part of a Russian government effort to aid his father's candidacy, according to three people with knowledge of the email. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is adopting a rule that will restore millions of Americans' right to file class action suits against banks. But lawmakers will face pressure to block it because Wall Street could lose billions if they are not allowed to benefit from mandatory arbitration for financial firms. Siemens, a giant engineering and electronics conglomerate based in Munich, said a Russian customer had illegally shipped two power plant turbines to Crimea instead of their intended destination in southern Russia. The version of the turbines flouted what Siemens said was an agreement not to violate sanctions imposed by the international community after Russia annexed the territory from Ukraine in 2014. Federal authorities are investigating a 2010 land deal for a Vermont college that was run at the time by Jane Sanders, the wife of Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. The deal ultimately contributed to her ouster as president of the college and the closing of the college after pledges to pay the loan were not received and enrollment did not increase. Democratic mayors facing trouble with their constituents have come to see loud opposition to President Trump as a political antidote. This has been true in Minneapolis, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere. Trump administration said it would delay and probably eliminate down the line a federal rule that would let foreign entrepreneurs come to the U.S. to start companies. Italy tried a novel approach to bring down drug costs, asking pharmaceutical companies to return money to the national health system if some of their medicines failed to work as expected. The effort largely flopped. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.